We pay our respects to the elders, past, present and emerging, of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Marilyn and Dom with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, medical treatments are to be improved for patients with disability in New Queensland campaign. The project aims to inform medical staff on how patients with disability should be treated. Currently, it has launched across Queensland hospitals featuring posters and videos of people with disability talking about their experiences. In an interview with ABC, Karen Swift, who has cerebral palsy and vision impairment, says she was refused a pap smear as the doctor assumed people with disability were not sexually active. With this new campaign, Health Minister Shannon Fentiman hopes this will improve access to the healthcare system and respect for Queenslanders with disabilities. In other local news, a new species of assassin spiders have been discovered in Whitsunday. The new species, called Whitsunday hinterland pelican spiders, were discovered by scientists at the Conway National Park. According to the Australian Journal of Taxonomy, the reddish-brown spiders can be found on the rainforest ground living on leaves and can retract and extend their legs. The study says their odd shape includes an abdomen with hump-like bumps and rudimentary horns. Currently, they have only been found in the Conway National Park. In national news, former Chevron Petroleum employee wins a government gas advisor role, with environmental groups saying this could lead to a significant conflict of interest. The Environment Minister of Western Australia says he is consulting legal advice regarding the concerns, as this expert is tasked with reviewing appeals against a contentious gas expansion. This expert reportedly has prior employment history with one of the companies associated with the project, Chevron, which partly owns the Northwest Shelf project.
In other national news, getting mortgage assistance is proving challenging due to lenders' tough requirements, causing over a third of applicants to abandon the process altogether. A new Australian Security and Investments Commission report says banks aren't doing what is required to help customers in trouble, as the number of borrowers in trouble rises due to high interest rates, increasing rents and cost of living. ASIC reported a 54% increase in mortgage hardship notices during the last quarter of 2023 compared to the same period in the previous year. ASIC announced it is taking additional legal measures against lenders with insufficient hardship procedures. In international news, legendary pirate radio station Radio Caroline will host a three-day broadcast in honour of 60 years running. Radio Caroline has broadcasted continuously from sea aboard the Ross Revenge vessel since 1964, defying authorities along the way. More than 100 people were expected to visit the vessel, which is moored in the Blackwater Estuary in Essex, in celebration of this milestone. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with wind gusts of up to 21 kilometres per hour. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more, but in the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.